All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky, Marty Lurien, and we are on the phone with the greatest voice the Kuiper family ever has. Let's bring in Glenn Kuiper. How are you doing this morning, Glenn?
Hi, Tree. What's going on?
How are you, my friend? Hey, I did a little research on you. You know, Giants Vision, you started, and then you kind of rolled around a little bit as a sideline reporter, and then now you're a play-by-play announcer for the A's for many years. But I want to go back in time with you, back into your junior college days when you were drafted by the Cincinnati Reds and you turned it down. You were in a 10th round, 82 draft, and you turned it down. But then 2 years later, you ended up playing for A-ball in Spokane, and you did really well. Yep. You hit .319 for the Padres. And then a year after, you played with the Cardinals in Erie, Pennsylvania. I want to know, you played multiple positions, first base, second, third, and short. You are the perfect guy for Farhan to sign right now.
There's a few things I can guarantee, Bill, and one of them is that he wants nothing to do with me. No, it was a long time ago. It was fun. You find out early on whether you have it or not when you get to the minor leagues, and I found out early on I did not have what it took to get to the big leagues, but that's okay. You know what? It was two super fun years, and I made a lot of good friends, and it was a good experience, and kept me in baseball, and I have never been able to leave the game because it's such a great game. So, but thanks for the trip down memory lane. I appreciate that.
Well, Glenn, good morning. Nice to have you with us. Good to talk to you.
How are you, Marty?
Very good. Very good. I haven't seen you in so long. But
I miss our baseball chats, Marty. I really do.
I know. It's been so long. But I will finish up that first segment with you. But, when I did pitch softball, you were a very, very, very good softball player. I will give you that. And probably your dad would have been very proud of you, who was a great softball player.
I have to tell you, Marty, your memory is not very good because I was a terrible softball player. I think we played in like one tournament together, right?
That's
long,
correct.
Long time ago.
Yeah, at Berkeley.
Oh, man, that's funny. I do remember that, and I think I was really bad, really bad.
I didn't want to say it, but I think you were.
No, thank you.
Hey, let's talk a little bit of A's-Giants here, and you've called so many of these A's-Giants games. Boy, the A's are just taking it to the Giants here this year. And then I look, and Bill said this yesterday quite a bit. You look at the batting averages of the A's, not really good. But there's still the tough at bats that we're used to going back to the early 2000s. What makes this team so special? Because people just love the A's, but numbers wise, you say, well, they seem to be able to be pitched to.
Yeah, it's a good question, and I don't think they're as dominant offensively as they were last year. I think the lineup was really deep last year, and you just have guys that aren't quite having as good a years this year. But you know what they seem to do, guys, is we always joke about it, that the best perfume for not hitting with runners in scoring position is hitting the ball at the ballpark. And they still do that, and they seem to do it timely. I don't think they have as many home runs as they did last year as far as, per game, that type of thing, but they seem to hit big ones, and mm-hmm. If you think about even this series, Olsen's hitting, 190, but man, he's got over 40 RBIs. He hits a big home run on Friday night. So they may not be scoring as many runs, maybe not quite as dominant offensively, but they still seem to, just when they need to, somebody pops one out of the ballpark. And their pitching is really, really good. It's an interesting team, but you're right, Marty. They still do, even if maybe the numbers are down a little bit, they still grind at bats big time, and they get pitchers out, and then they get to the bullpen. And when it becomes a bullpen game, the A's have an advantage against every other team.
Glenn Kuiper joining Talking Baseball this morning with Marty and I. And, Glenn, one of the things you just said is the pitching part of it. The starting pitching has been pretty good, but this bullpen is lights out. They just keep coming out with arms, left-handed, right-handed, throwing bullets, good breaking balls. This has got to be a huge plus and an asset for Bob Melvin when he has to take that starter out.
Well, he's got on 7-8 guys on there. And if you look at their numbers, none of them are having bad years. So every guy that you bring in out of the bullpen is having a good year. And when you get real late, Hendricks is really good. Mm-hmm. Diekman's been terrific. Sorry has been really good. So I mean, he has all these options, and none of them are struggling. And I think it's one of the main reasons, you know, why, and the main reasons being with the depth they have in the rotation. It's one of the reasons why I think they have a shot to make a run in deep into the postseason, because with the way these series are set up this year, as you guys know, you know, no off days until the World Series. So you really need five starters. And the A's have six. Miner is sort of their swing guy who's going to start today. So I like their depth in the rotation, and the bullpen's great. And those two reasons there are the main two, is why I do think that they have a shot this year to play deep into October.
Glenn, what about Miner? He's had a couple of games with the A's here. The Giants walloped him when he was with Texas. Boy, when he was at Atlanta, he was great. Then, of course, the injuries now. He's sort of brought the career back, 32 years old. What should we expect from him today?
Well, he pitched pretty good his last outing. He pitched a complete game in the doubleheader up in Seattle, so he went seven innings. So he has been better. One of the things the A's really liked about him is, obviously, you look at his numbers, they're not great. But his last outing with the Rangers, he pitched really good against the Dodgers. And they just wanted an extra guy in this rotation. And then it turns out they really needed an extra guy because of all the doubleheaders they then that had to play. So they got him kind of at the right time. And we've seen him a lot when he was with the Rangers. You know, he's not a real hard thrower. He you know, works in and out, you know, up and down. But he looks like he's maybe gained a little bit of confidence because he was getting knocked around with the Rangers. I know the Giants knocked him around a little bit. So I just think from a depth standpoint, the A's needed one more guy to really kind of, you know, be able to get through these doubleheaders and that type of thing. And they figured, hey, this guy's, I mean, he was an all-star last year, and you can't forget about that. So, like I said, he's not going to blow you away. But he has been pretty good for a while. And, you know, so that's kind of the good news. But it's really about a depth thing with him. And, hey, you can get a guy who was an all-star last year and maybe trying to figure some things out this year. And let's hope he has, because he's going to get today and he's going to probably get one more start later this week.
You know, Glenn, the announcers, of course, you guys haven't traveled all year and you've been doing all the telecasts at the Oakland Coliseum. But the excitement part of it is the playoffs. And, you know, that's when you really want to go on the road, and that's where the excitement is. And, of course, the Oakland A's have cemented their berth in the playoffs and, you know, could possibly win the AL West today and move forward. How does that work with you guys? You guys got to be going, my goodness, I want to go to L.A. or San Diego where they're playing. I want to watch this game live. That's got to set you back a little bit on the announcing side.
Well, it does. It's a bummer every year. You know, you always wish you could, you know, you work hard. We all work hard, you know, doing 162 games. And then, you know, from the TV standpoint, there's just nothing for us to do. So it's always disappointing. You would love to be able to ride along with the team and get into the postseason and be part of it. But it's just not the way it is. And that's not going to change. But I do really turn myself into a big fan. And I'm really looking forward to the postseason this year. I know, you know, 60-game season, there's going to be questions about how legit is that, but I think whoever wins this World Series this year, I mean, it's going to be quite an accomplishment. You got to get through four series this year. So I think winning the postseason, winning the World Series this year is going to be more difficult than any other year because of all the teams and that extra series that you're going to have to win. So I'm really, really looking forward to just sitting back as a fan and just enjoying it. And you know, we all think the A's got a shot this year, so that'll make it even more fun.
Boy, this is going to be something without the off days. I think it's amazing to see how the pitching staff is going to handle it. And the other thing it's a pleasure to talk with you. I miss you. I miss talking ball with you. But maybe this is the coming out party for the whole country to see Bob Melvin. If the A's can pull this off, finally Bob Melvin gets his due. And I'll say goodbye, but you can answer that one, and then I know Bill has something for you.
Yeah, and I think not only for Bob Melvin, Marty, but for the A's in general. I think people around the country, they know, oh, yeah, the A's are pretty good, you know. But to really have people stand up and go, wow, man, you have to have a playoff run. You just do. And they've lost the wild card 2 years in a row, and it steams them. I mean, Bob Melvin doesn't even like to talk about it. So they need to really be able to prop themselves up and you know, be a well-known quality team that people all across the country say, wow, they are really, really good. You got to win some games in the postseason, and they know that. And the group they have this year has as good a chance as any, even though the format is different. So, you know, but I agree. Bob's a terrific manager. He's as good as anybody. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. And I think people within baseball know that. But you want the whole country to know it because you know, we just love having the guy here. We're very fortunate.
Well, Glenn, I'm going to get a baseball card made of you with a Spokane and an Erie, Pennsylvania uniform on and put your stats on it, and I'm going to get it out there for you. So I just want to tell you, I'm not done with your minor league stats yet.
Okay, well, I had a stash for a while in Erie, so a mustache. So I don't know if you wanted. I don't know if that excites you.
I'll find it. You know I will, Glenn. I have my ways.
All right. It's great
Glenn,
talking
thanks
to you
again.
Guys. And,
we appreciate your
good
time.
Luck today, all right?
All right, have a good
care,
call
Glenn.
Today, Glenn.
Take
it's
care.
Always great to hear you. I was
very
Glenn
nice.
Kuiper. Yeah, just a good guy, boy. He's really he's really worked at it, Marty. He's really has, and he's really a good play-by-play announcer.
I miss talking ball. And when he played shortstop behind me when I pitched in Berkeley, he wore a Cardinal uniform, Cardinal jersey.
Yeah,
I will tell you, I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking him up, and I saw this, and I'm like, so I started going a little farther into it. Sure enough, I got his stats, and I mean, he had decent stats, but you know, he went on to college when he got drafted. He didn't play for 2 years, and then he signed as a free agent with the Padres.
I met him when he first came to California.
Yeah,
it was way back, boy, with Jim Lynch and everybody.
How about Giants Vision? Those were fun days back then.
Someday you and I'll talk about that. I did that.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear that story.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that. All right. Well, we're going to take a break on Talking Baseball. We're going to come right back with Thomas Harding and talk a little bit about the Rockies on KNBR, the sports leader.